So as you probably know, and most people know, the Christian Coalition is a very pro-family organization. Our mission has always been to support strong families. Stronger families are stronger communities. And when we look at things that are impacting families, one of those things that impacts families is having parents who are deployed overseas, right? We send a lot of troops to protect our interest and access to affordable energy. And ideally, it'd be nice to not have to have so many of those troops be deployed. And so the way that ties in with energy, you know, we look at the countries that are our enemies or those that don't really like us in the Middle East, and most of them receive a lot of their funding through gas and oil. That's their main industry in their country. And we're importing 10 million barrels of oil a day. So we're contributing to their gross domestic product, and they're taking the money that we're contributing and turning around and using it to fight against us.
A lot of times the global warming argument gets brought into conversations like this as well. Is there a moral argument to be made on that front?
I think that's been the biggest detriment to growth of clean energy to date. The biggest reason clean energy is such a partisan issue today is because for so many people, it's had to be tied to global warming or climate change or however you want to phrase it. And the argument was, well, if you support clean energy, you're doing it because of climate change. Well, that just simply took all the people who were skeptical of climate change and took them right out of the pool of considering renewable energy. Today, we're going back and having to have this conversation and say to people, look, there's economic reasons, there's national security reasons, there's a whole bunch of reasons why you should be taking a look at this. And I often say to people, at the end of the day, for those for whom climate change is the biggest concern, your objective is going to be to reduce carbon. And so you want people to reduce carbon. For those who are doing it for national security reasons, those who are doing it for energy independence reasons, they're still reducing carbon. So for people who climate change is their driver, they should be happy because the other people who are doing it for other reasons are still reducing their carbon. The outcome is the same. I think we need to let people engage with clean energy for whatever reason they want to. I use the analogy of a house fire. Your house is on fire and I live next door. You come outside and you start spraying water on your fire to put it out because you want to protect your house. I come out and say, my house is awfully close to yours. I'm afraid that if Mike's house burns anymore, it's going to start mine on fire. So I grab my hose. I start spraying water on your fire. I'm doing it to protect my house. You're doing it to protect your house. Are you going to come over and tell me that I shouldn't spray water on your fire because I'm not doing it for your house? See, my reason's different. But at the end of the day, you're just happy that I'm putting out the fire. I think that's the way we need to approach this. For people who climate change is their greatest objective, you don't need people to agree with you on that. You need solutions. And if the solution is reducing carbon, if somebody else is reducing their carbon for an entirely different reason and it has nothing to do with climate change, we should embrace that and be okay with that.
Have we seen people changing their minds about the clean energy issue and alternative energy issue when these national security arguments are made? Is that argument sticking with people, at least in your experience?
Absolutely. The Christian Coalition and the Young Conservatives for Energy Reform co-sponsor a Conservative Clean Energy Summit in Washington, D.C. We're on our fourth year this year. And every year, attendance has increased. We've had waiting lists of people who want to attend in the future. We did some polling following up on that and found that it's over 80% of young conservatives support clean energy. It's overwhelming, the numbers. And when you break it down, even down to like super conservative, you know, like the Tea Party versus your more establishment conservatives, even among Tea Party, the percentages were well over 50% that are now supportive. But they're supportive for different reasons. They're supportive for energy independence. They like the idea of, hey, I can put solar on my roof and get off the grid. I can be less dependent on somebody else for my well-being. People like that independence. And so, again, if you allow them the freedom to do it for their own reason, people find their own reasons why they embrace it that makes sense for them.